friends, and welcome to Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting today on BBS Radio 1. And I want to welcome my wonderful co-host, Michiko Hayashi, coming to us all the way from Tokyo, Japan, all the way across the ocean. Teresita is doing a wonderful job of translating into Spanish. It's my Spanish and English show. Andy, Dr. Wakefield, thank you so much for coming on today. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Whereabouts are you on the planet? Are you on a different planet, or are you on this one?
I've just sailed from Miami to Texas, and I'm now in Austin, ready to start shooting the new film. So,
Fantastic. Yeah. Fantastic. I didn't know there was water. There's water. Texas is on the ocean. Oh, it is on the ocean. That's right.
Texas is on the Gulf of Mexico. So,
Great.
I came up through Galveston Bay and left the boat down in a little town called Seabrook, and it's about 3 hours from there to Austin.
Oh, how nice. How nice. I was going to say, I didn't know there was ocean in Austin, but learned something new.
There isn't. No, there's no ocean in Austin. If there's ocean in Austin, you've got a really big hurricane.
Okay. Wow.
Okay, voy a traducir, Ted. Hola, okay, amigos. Y gracias por acompañarnos hoy aquí con Ted, su presentador. Desde BBS 1 Radio, desde el área de la Bahía en Lafayette, California, junto con mi copresentadora Michiko Hayashi, que nos acompaña desde Tokio, Japón, y Teresita Landín, la traductora para el programa de los sábados, bilingüe. Y aquí también tenemos al doctor Andy Wakefield, que nos acompaña desde Texas. Él ha navegado desde, where did you say that you sailed from?
Miami.
Desde Miami hasta el Golfo de México en Texas, y desde allí nos acompaña. Supuestamente duró 3 horas para navegar desde allí al área donde está ahorita, alistándose para filmar su siguiente película.
Great. And I also have a special guest on for the first few minutes of the show. Susan Smith will be talking about some very interesting things going on in British Columbia now, where they're cutting down trees 1,500 years old.
Okay, también tenemos una visitante muy especial, Susan, I didn't get her last name.
Smith.
Susan Smith, que nos va a estar hablando de algo que está sucediendo en British Columbia, donde están cortando árboles muy, muy antiguos.
Yeah. Susan, why don't you go ahead and start, just for like, running a little late.
Ted, at the beginning, Ted, would you please ask for prayer for Betty?
Oh, well, thank you for reminding me, of course. Yes, please ask. Yeah. I'd like, we have a good friend named Betty, and she's
Betty
north of Los Angeles, and she's going through an operation for
her heart.
And
surgery.
Please send her lots of love and light,
yeah,
and for a speedy recovery, and that prayer. I know those prayers will really help.
Tenemos una amiga que está en Los Ángeles, Betty Cross, que está recibiendo una cirugía del corazón. Y entonces estamos pidiendo que por favor todos envíen sus oraciones y buenos pensamientos para ayudarle.
Muchas gracias.
Yeah. Okay. Out of This World Radio is a non-profit program supported entirely by donations, and your donations are always appreciated.
Este programa de radio Fuera de Este Mundo es un programa sin ánimos de lucro, fundado completamente por donaciones, así que cada donación que ustedes puedan hacer será muy bien agradecido.
You can donate on the BBS site or go to my radio website at outofthisworldradio.net.
Pueden dar sus donaciones en la página web de BBS Radio o visitar la página web de Fuera de Este Mundo, outofthisworldrings.net.
yeah. Or radio.
No, is it readings or radio? Yeah,
outofthisworldradio.net.
Sí, ay, Ted.
That's okay.
Outofthisworldradio.net. Too many websites.
No, I know.
Too many websites.
I'm kidding.
And finally, the purpose of this show is to make this world a much better and happier place.
Y el propósito de este programa es crear un mundo mucho mejor y más feliz.
And I know if we all work together, we can make this world a better place.
Y sé que si trabajamos juntos, podemos crear un mundo mucho más feliz y mejor.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to bring Susan on now for a few minutes. She's going to talk about some things happening up in British Columbia that people probably don't even have any idea what's going on.
Así que ahora voy a invitar a Susan a que nos hable de lo que está sucediendo en Colombia Británica, cosas que quizás la gente ni siquiera se ha dado cuenta.
Okay, Susan, yeah, you got the floor now.
Thank you so much. First, I'd like to acknowledge that I'm broadcasting from the unceded territory at the Tsleil-Waututh, Musqueam, and Skokmish First Nations. Right now, there's a lot of going on that's controversial, and our Canadian government is trying to pass something called Bill C-10 that's essentially trying to censor the internet as if we censor radio and television. So now I feel like it's even more important for me to be courageous and share some of the things that are important to me.
Okay, Susan,
we have I'm gonna try to sum that up. Okay, Susan ahorita nos está visitando desde las naciones indígenas de Colombia Británica, donde nos está explicando sobre cómo ahorita están tratando de controlar la información que está saliendo de esa área, igual de la misma manera que controlan el reportaje, noticieros y la televisión.
Thanks, Mitchie. Thank you. We forget. I always forget.
So. I'll take shorter snippets, I guess.
Gracias, Susan.
So I guess one of the first things that's being the most controversial that's very close to me is that we've been convinced here that any of the information that is regarding to the vaccines being dangerous or there's viral shedding is being flagged as false information. And
use the word shot or injectables. That's safer.
Okay.
Una de las cosas más controversiales que está cerca a mi corazón es lo que está sucediendo, que están diciendo que toda la información acerca de las vacunas es y de que toda esta información no es verdadera.
So I was very confident that my friends were well researched, and I want to believe that the shedding wasn't a factual thing. And I went out to get a massage at a place that I used to frequent before this world situation happened. And immediately after a 45 minute massage, I got off the table and it felt like I had the worst rash, like poison ivy on my wrists and my pulse points anywhere on my body. And I couldn't sleep for 4 days. It was
bad.
Ok, al parecer yo tengo muchas amistades y doctores muy confiables que habían investigado esto, y resulta que después de que fui a que me dieran un masaje, sentí, está hablando sobre cómo se muda o cómo se comparte las infecciones virales. Después de ese masaje de 45 minutos, ella sintió mucho dolor en su brazo.
And so I have also been very in tune with my body, and my body follows the moon cycle, and my menstrual cycle has not changed in 18 years. But immediately after I got that massage, my period came early. It came in a very strange way. The fluid was bright red to then dark brown, like as if the blood was dead, and then came out red again later on. And that has never happened to me.
Una de las cosas también que noté es, yo soy una persona que tiene sus ciclos de menstruación muy regulares, y en 18 años nunca he tenido ningún cambio en mi ciclo menstrual, pero después de haber recibido este masaje y sentido esos síntomas de contagiación, sentí que me llegó mi regla inmediatamente, y también me llegó irregular de una manera donde la sangre era muy liviana, y después luego hubo como un paro de sangrado, y luego de nuevo otra vez siguió el ciclo. Es algo que es muy abnormal para mí.
We were going to talk about the trees because the government there is chopping down trees that are up to 1500 years old, but
yeah. I want to move into that because I've always been gaslighting into not feeling how I'm feeling, but I'm very intuitive with my body, and I've been very spiritual as well. And I feel very connected to the earth as if the forests and the water and the mountains are part of my body. Just like
I'm glad you talked about it. I am, but we're running a little late today.
Yeah.
So, I think what I'd like to do, can you hold on, Susan? Do you mind holding on? Because I'd like to start Dr. Wakefield's interview, and then we could talk about that. But they're cutting down these trees. Have the indigenous people been protesting against it there in BC?
Let me translate that. Okay, una de las cosas que acaba de decir Ted es que él quisiera hablar sobre los árboles que están cortando en esa área, y ahorita Susan estaba explicando cómo ella nos va a platicar de eso, pero que primero quería darnos, como quien dice, un resumen de la conexión que ella siente hacia la tierra y todo lo que le rodea, como el agua, las montañas y la naturaleza. Y Ted le ha dicho que por favor espere un poco, porque vamos a primero hablar con el doctor Andy Wakefield y después vamos a hablar sobre lo que está sucediendo. Pero también Ted acaba de preguntar que si los seres indígenas, los nativoamericanos, están haciendo protesta sobre los árboles que están cortando en esa área.
I think what I'd like to do is to ask Dr. Wakefield. I'd like to introduce Andy, by the way. You've been patient. I know we started late. But Susan, is there anything else you'd like to add to those issues? I mean, we could probably have a whole show just on that issue alone.
Just short, quick note about like the forests themselves. It's just that there's 2.7% of the ancient forests left. They're between 1,200 and 1,600 years old. They have arrested over 270 people now, mostly elderly, and they've been seen abusing the youth that are there at the blockades. And so this is a very clear-cut issue that the civil servants are not actually protecting the people. There's other things that ecologically, which is now like the trees aren't there to cool the air and not allowing the glaciers to form, and now we're getting drought.
Sorry, Susan, did you say that there was 2.7% left of the forest, or that's how much they've cut down?
That's 2.7% of the old growth ancient forest left.
Okay. Al parecer, el bosque antiguo, solamente lo único que queda son 2.7% del bosque antiguo, donde estos árboles tienen como 12,000 a 16,000 años de edad. Y están haciendo protesta. Ahorita han arrestado a 270 personas de la tercera edad, y también al parecer están maltratando a los jóvenes.
Yeah. Well, Susan, I want to thank you so much for sharing that. I want you to hang on if you don't mind. We could probably do a whole program on that, but I mean, we don't get any news at all about what's going on up there. So it's nice to have your input, make people aware.
Susan, muchísimas gracias por lo que has compartido. Si gustas esperar allí y quedarte un tiempo para, posiblemente hasta podemos tener un programa completo de todo lo que nos has compartido, pero creo que es importante que la gente se dé cuenta de lo que está sucediendo, porque la gente no está siendo informada sobre lo que está sucediendo en esa área.
Okay, great. Andy, so nice to have you on the show today. Thank you so much for coming on. Sorry we're starting a little late.
No, Andy, gracias por estar aquí. Es un honor tenerte en este programa, y disculpa que hemos empezado un poco tarde.
He's an academic gastroenterologist and received his medical degree in London in 1981. And I'm just kind of summarizing your background.
El doctor Andrew Wakefield, él es un enterólogo, académico, y él recibió su título de médico en Londres en el año 1981.
He produced the movie Vaxxed, which is now very appropriate. Timing-wise, it's amazing because of all these issues now coming up with the shot program.
Y él también produjo la película Vaxxed, que salió antes de que empezara la pandemia, y de alguna manera es algo muy importante, siendo que ahorita estamos lidiando con el programa de vacunas.
Andy, this issue of shedding, have you run into that before in the literature?
Yes, I have. I mean, it's something that I've dealt with back in my days as a researcher, looking at shedding of live viral vaccines. So measles, mumps, rubella, chickenpox. It was said... I'll tell me when to break so that you can translate. So let me make it as simple as possible for translation.
Thank you.
The teaching was by the vaccine makers, the vaccine viruses do not shed, even though they are live viruses. They were wrong on every occasion.
Okay. Estamos hablando de shedding, que es algo que sucede cuando una persona es introducido a una vacuna que tiene un virus vivo. Supuestamente, shedding no sucede, o no mudamos ese virus y no contagiamos a los demás. Y ahorita estamos hablando sobre las vacunas como la triple vacuna de MMR, que tiene para sarampión, rubeola y paperas. Okay, sorry.
So you have to see everything that is said by public health officials in light of the fact that they have been completely wrong in the past.
Entonces tenemos que poner atención a lo que los oficiales están diciendo sobre las vacunas y las posibilidades de que hay errores en lo que se ha dicho, porque en el pasado ha habido errores.
A Canadian doctor lost his job the other day because he disclosed that the coronavirus, the vaccine component, the spike protein, they believed would remain, they assumed would remain at the site of injection. They then discovered it went throughout the body.
Okay, un doctor canadiense perdió su trabajo porque supuestamente a través de la vacuna del coronavirus o contra el coronavirus, la proteína que supuestamente ellos pensaban que se iba a quedar en la área de la inyección y que no iba a regarse, supuestamente se han dado cuenta que sí se riega a todo el cuerpo, y eso es lo que le llaman shedding, que se riega, no se queda localizado.
And this has been demonstrated in the body of a man who died from after the coronavirus vaccine.
Y esto fue demostrado después cuando vieron o estudiaron el cuerpo de un señor que murió después de haber recibido la vacuna contra el virus.
So their assumption, their unjustified assumption that it would remain where it was injected was completely wrong.
Entonces, esa idea de que no ni siquiera estaba justificada, pero que era una idea que ellos pensaban que no se iba a regar esa proteína, fue completamente incorrecto o incorrecta.
They made an assumption about something that they planned to give to everybody in the world. And that was a huge mistake.
Ellos hicieron una, como quien dice, suposición de algo que le iban a dar a todo el mundo entero, pero no tenían la información correcta.
So when they say that the vaccine or the spike protein from the vaccine cannot be shed, then they are, in my opinion, not to be believed.
Entonces, cuando dicen que la proteína que está incluida dentro de la vacuna, cuando dicen que esa proteína no se riega, uno tiene, en mi opinión, no debe de creerles.
That's just amazing, Dr. Wakefield. I really respect your work, and your movie was excellent. Go ahead.
Es maravilloso, Dr. Wakefield. Respeto mucho su trabajo y la película fue maravillosa.
I think a lot of people, like Susan, are completely innocent. They go to see somebody, maybe they get a massage, even shake somebody's hand. Can it be transmitted just by shaking hand or giving someone a hug?
No one knows.
Okay.
Creo que es increíble cómo hay personas tan inocentes como Susan que van y se dan un masaje, o por ejemplo saludas a una persona y no sabes si vas a estar en contacto con ese desliz, ¿no? O con ese virus que está dentro de la persona activo. Pero el doctor Andy Wakefield ha dicho que no sabemos si eso es en realidad cierto también.
Now, Michi, in Tokyo, in Japan, they're just starting the program there. So
they start. We started, I think, in March for all the elderly people. Now they're getting into very rapidly. They're going into schools and corporations and everybody.
Because in Japón, las vacunas o el programa de vacunas empezó en marzo y solamente se daban en ese tiempo solamente se le daba a las personas de la tercera edad, pero ahora muy rápidamente está entrando ese mismo programa a las escuelas, a las corporaciones.
I'm sorry to say this, but they're going to kill off the country.
You know, I have one question, Dr. Wakefield, being as a doctor, why do you think they are giving this shot to everyone around the world? This never happened before. And why, knowing that so many people are being hurt, having side effects, or even being killed or died, why is this going on, do you think? Why it's happening?
Dr. Wakefield, ¿por qué piensa que ahorita se está dando este mismo programa de vacunas? ¿Por qué está surgiendo todo alrededor del mundo? Esto nunca ha sucedido antes en la historia de la humanidad. Y siendo que hay tantos comprobantes de que mucha gente está siendo dañada y en unos casos también se está muriendo, ¿por qué están continuando con esto?
It's very complex, but I will break it down into one element of this.
Okay, thank you.
Vaccines in general, the public are losing confidence. And they're losing confidence in vaccines because we are seeing major problems.
Mm-hmm.
Not only are the vaccines causing side effects, serious side effects, in children in particular, but they are failing. The vaccines are failing to work.
Okay, este es un caso muy complejo. Este es un caso muy complejo y me voy a enfocar en un solo elemento. La población está perdiendo la confianza en las vacunas. Entonces, como están perdiendo la confianza en estos programas, hay un problema muy grande. Y también al mismo tiempo, estas vacunas están afectando muchísimo a los más jóvenes y son efectos secundarios serios en muchos casos. Yes, you can go now.
So, for example, the mumps vaccine used worldwide doesn't work. There are mumps outbreaks in people who've had 3 or 4 doses of the vaccine. The measles vaccine is not working. There are resistant strains of measles that the vaccine doesn't affect. The polio vaccine is not working. And in fact, the majority of polio cases worldwide now are caused by the oral polio vaccine.
Wow. Okay, está diciendo Dr. Wakefield que las vacunas para las paperas no funcionan. Que alrededor del mundo hay casos de paperas que están surgiendo todo el tiempo, entonces en sí la vacuna no está funcionando para combatir eso. Cuando hablamos del sarampión también sucede lo mismo. Las vacunas no están ayudando efectivamente para disminuir que surja de nuevo el sarampión. Y también cuando hablamos del polio, hay todavía casos de personas que están padeciendo con polio y sucede que estas personas fueron dadas la vacuna para el polio y de la misma manera esa vacuna no les ayudó. Más bien resaltó los efectos secundarios dándoles de alguna manera el polio.
Right. And so public health worldwide is in crisis. It has to somehow restore public confidence in vaccine policymakers. And therefore, COVID is a vehicle for them to try and do that.
Okay, la salud pública está en una crisis muy grande y de alguna manera tienen que ganarse de nuevo la confianza de la población. Pero entonces en este caso es como utilizar la situación de la pandemia para de esa misma manera intentar ganarse la confianza. Entonces están utilizando esta pandemia, este virus como el vehículo para que resurja la confianza en la salud pública.
And that's not to say that COVID isn't a genuine problem. It is. But public health has decided to exploit this problem to restore public confidence in vaccines by forcing vaccination on the public.
Okay, no estoy diciendo que la situación con COVID no sea genuino. Lo que estoy diciendo es que la salud pública, ellos están utilizando esto como una manera de enforzar una técnica de salud y de la misma manera forzar a la gente a que hagan lo que ellos pidan y de la misma manera tratar de ganarse la confianza a través de todo este sistema político.
Right. So the message in the media from public health is, if you don't get the vaccine, then you will die from COVID. And that's the message that is put out there time and time again.
Entonces el mensaje a través de los medios es que si no te pones la vacuna, te vas a morir. Y ese es el mensaje que se está dando una y otra vez.
Or that if your child gets it, they will kill their grandmother because she's susceptible.
Y dicen que si tu hijo, por ejemplo, si tu hijo se enferma, entonces la abuela se va a morir porque en ese caso la abuela es susceptible a la enfermedad.
And so I'll just close finally, Ted, by saying, and so effective treatments like hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin that could have saved lives have been suppressed in favor of a vaccine-only agenda. And that's what we face.
Entonces, para terminar, todas esas soluciones que hay para combatir este virus como, and I forgot the names of them, and I can't translate them, como el...
Hydroxychloroquine. The name is the name. So hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin.
Okay, esas dos soluciones han sido reprimidas para, de alguna manera, continuar a forzar lo que está sucediendo con este programa de vacunas. Siendo que esas dos soluciones hubieran salvado a muchas personas.
Creo que es ivermectin. Ivermectin, yeah. Mm-hmm. Ivermectin es el nombre en español.
Which came from Japan. Came from the Kitasato.
Yeah, the doctor in Kyoto, he, at the very beginning, he said that this would help all people, but he was banned at that time, right after that. And he said he had to apologize in front of the audience on TV and said that the information I gave is wrong, he said.
So, el doctor de Japón que inventó o que descubrió ivermectin, él dijo que esta era la solución, pero desafortunadamente lo callaron, lo pararon, y él tuvo que públicamente disculparse y decir que no era una solución correcta.
So I think he had a lot of pressure from people.
I think on one hand, I think it's still safe to say that most people are against the vaccines, where most governments are in favor of it. And there's this schism between the two because people are seeing what happens. People are dying from this stuff.
Sí, dice Ted que podemos decir que hay mucha gente que está contra este programa de vacunas y hay personas que sí están, que quieren la vacuna. Entonces hay como un pleito entre todos, pero mucha gente está sufriendo por causa de este programa.
And Mitchie and Susan, Judy Mikovits says that there's a delay. I don't know how many months. What did she say? 8 to 14 months? I can't remember the time frame before the full effects are known of this program.
Dice que Judy
Mikovits.
Mikovits, dice que supuestamente hay un retraso de casi hasta 18 meses para saber exactamente los efectos de esta vacuna y si es que de alguna manera va a funcionar o no.
But the problem is, even though people have the side effects, if it happens like 3 months or 10 months later, there won't be any evidence connection. Why that happened. I mean,
yeah.
Connection with the vaccine.
Dice mi chico que aunque haya efectos secundarios 3 meses o más después, no va, de cualquier manera no va a servir o no va a importar porque no va a haber esa conexión. No van a saber exactamente de dónde vinieron esos efectos porque ha pasado muchísimo tiempo desde que se inyectaron.
I was told by a scientist, Andy, I want to run this by Mitchie and Susan, that several months ago that there's also HIV and mad cow disease in the Pfizer shot. And that'll appear sometime next year. It's delayed.
Oh wow.
Yeah, I don't know about that. So
yeah, okay. I'm just saying.
I can't comment. But sure. you're quite right. The concern about this vaccine, one of the concerns, is that when we had the last outbreak of a coronavirus infection 10 years ago, the last epidemic that threatened but never emerged, they tried to develop a vaccine and the vaccine failed. Mm-hmm. And this is why, and it was abandoned. And the reason is when it was tested in an animal model, in ferrets in the laboratory, they received the vaccine, the experimental vaccine, and they were fine. And they developed immunity. Mm-hmm. And there were no problems until they were then re-exposed to the natural infection. And then their immune system overreacted and they died. And the vaccine was abandoned.
Ok, hace 10 años cuando primero surgió este problema que tenemos ahorita, pero que surgió hace 10 años primero, donde también estaban diciendo que iba a haber una pandemia de corona, intentaron crear una vacuna, pero esa vacuna falló completamente. Hicieron un estudio con animales en un laboratorio donde esta vacuna sí les ayudó, pero después de que fueron introducidos de nuevo al virus, la vacuna no los protegió y todos los animales se murieron.
And here is, and that reaction is well known now. And it is a particular concern with this vaccine. The problem is that they did not do animal studies with this vaccine. They went right round the animal studies. Yeah. They didn't do them because they feared it would show that problem. They put it straight into humans. And this is why it's now predicted that when the next cold virus, which is a coronavirus, comes along in the winter, people are going to overreact to it because their immune system has been primed and they are going to suffer the consequences.
Right.
Okay, una de las cosas, entonces esta reacción, esta reacción de, como quien dice, una reacción exagerada que tuvieron los animales con el virus que se les reintrodujo, todo eso está, como quien dice, esa información ya la tienen todos los científicos, toda esa información ya está ahí. Entonces, lo que sucedió esta vez con el coronavirus fue que la vacuna se le dio a las personas sin introducir la vacuna primero en un laboratorio a los animales. Entonces, ese estudio no se llevó a cabo y entonces tenemos el problema que posiblemente va a suceder lo mismo con los seres humanos, que después cuando llegue el invierno, que de nuevo surja otro virus o un corona, como quien dice, que es un virus de invierno, el cuerpo humano va a reaccionar de una manera exagerada y quizás ahí es donde vamos a ver los problemas.
I think there was a film or video that one of the very expert of producer of vaccines, and I think he worked for Pfizer for many, many years and retired. Oh, he explained that there are many types of viruses. And this corona vaccine is good for example, virus C called coronavirus. But, and so that will be reacting and working for this coronavirus. But if anything else comes in, they would not be aware of that. So we will be affected by other viruses. And some people who are not really, whose immune system is not very high, they will be a real serious problem. That's
Dr.
what
Michael. Dr. Michael Yerden.
The situation is that if you have a vaccine that is very, very specific, it will, as you say, only protect against one strain. Mm-hmm. If you catch the natural infection, you get a much broader immunity. And I don't have time to go into the details today, but your immunity against other coronaviruses is enhanced. So you are much better off having had natural infection and recovered from it than having the very narrow immunity that may, and I say may, be produced by the vaccine. Because when another strain of the virus comes along, such as the Delta strain that they're talking about now, you have no immunity to it.
Interesting.
Okay, let me see if I can summarize this, you guys. No, está bien. Mi chico estaba hablando de que ella escuchó sobre una de las personas que produjo la vacuna Pfizer. Él habló sobre cómo esta vacuna, por ejemplo, va a protegernos contra un tipo de corona, del virus, ¿verdad? Pero que si uno, por ejemplo, se contagia con otro tipo del mismo virus, pero que ha mutado, posiblemente no va a ser protegido. Entonces acaba de decir el doctor Wakefield que sí, que eso es lo que sucede con las vacunas se protegen para un tipo de virus, pero no para todos. Entonces que es mucho mejor tener como quien dice infección natural para que así la inmunidad pueda protegernos más que recibir una vacuna que posiblemente solamente nos ayude para ese tipo de infección, un tipo, y no todos, como el problema que estamos viendo ahorita que está surgiendo en esta área.
Can I just say, Ted, because you're doing an excellent job translating, even though I don't speak Spanish.
She's doing excellent.
I am now a filmmaker, and I've made 3 films, but two of them have been translated into Spanish.
Oh.
And one of them, Vaxxed, has been translated into Japanese. But these films, the purpose of making these films is to do the hard work in terms of researching this kind of problem and presenting it to the public in a way that they can understand, that is entertaining as a film, and they can understand. So what I would strongly suggest is if people want to understand the background to why we are where we are today in the world, mm-hmm. then they watch those films. Mm-hmm. And I will give you the website to go to where you can get the foreign translations, and that is 1986theact.com. 1986theact.com.
Okay.
And it's available in German and Italian and French and Hispanic Spanish and so on. But that, I think, will help your viewers and listeners enormously in understanding why we are now in this predicament worldwide.
Sí, el doctor Wakefield acaba de mencionar que él ahorita se dedica a filmar películas y tiene 3 películas. 2 de ellas han sido traducidas al español. Entonces, él está sugiriendo que para que nosotros podamos entender exactamente la relación de cómo es que funcionan todas estos programas de vacunas y la historia que acompaña las vacunas, él sugiere que visitemos su página web que es 1986vac.com. Did I say that right? It's 1986vac.com.
ACT, the act.
ACT, okay, yes. Disculpen.
Es as in a legal act, okay. 1986theact.com.
Oh, very good. Okay. 1986, so 1986, V, V chica, A-C-T.com. y allí pueden encontrar las dos películas primeras en español y otros lenguajes también.
Andy, Dr. Charles Hoff, I think is his name of the physician you mentioned. He's in Lytton, BC, north of Vancouver. Excellent physician. He was on my show a couple of months ago.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. One thing I have to tell you, there's a rumor I've heard from some of my friends up in British Columbia that the Minister of Health now is being renamed. Her name's Bonnie Henry, from the Minister of Health to the Minister of Death, because so many people are dying from the vaccines up there.
Oh my God.
El ministro de Colombia Británica está, como quien dice, lo están ahora nombrando como el ministro de la muerte, porque mucha gente se ha muerto en esa área.
Yeah.
¿Acaso?
Sorry.
There was a lady here in Japan who called the Ministry of Health in Japan, and she asked on the phone, and she recorded that phone talk, and she asked that Ministry of Health if there's any evidence of this of the coronavirus as a data, and if so, there's any, then she asked for that lady, the person to show it, prove it to us. And the lady from the woman, the officer in the health ministry said, there's no such an evidence in that ministry in Japan. So
In Japan. Okay.
We don't have it.
Una persona, oficial de la salud, del ministro de salud de Japón, le hicieron la pregunta que si hay, como quien dice, información o un dato informático sobre las vacunas del coronavirus, y dijo que no tienen información, información basado en datos sobre el coronavirus.
So
this has been a discussion about whether there is a virus or not, and I've been talking to scientists about this, and the evidence now is that there is a virus, that there is genuinely a virus. And one thing that we have said from the very beginning is that this virus came out of a laboratory. It came from the Wuhan laboratory in China, and whether it escaped by accident or on purpose, we'll never know. But it was a man-made virus, and the work on this virus was funded illegally by Dr. Fauci in America through the National Institutes of Health. And that is a very, very serious issue.
Yeah.
Okay, una de las cosas, ha habido muchísimas conversaciones sobre que si el coronavirus en sí existe o no. Y el caso es que este virus fue creado en un laboratorio chino en Wuhan, y no saben si fue algo que salió de alguna manera del laboratorio a propósito o fue un accidente. Pero el caso es que sí existe, es un virus que se creó donde un doctor, el doctor Fauci, el doctor Fauci de los Estados Unidos, ilegalmente pagó y fundó para llevar esta investigación a cabo y crear este virus. Entonces, el virus sí existe, fue creado por nosotros los humanos, pero no sabemos exactamente cómo fue que salió del laboratorio.
I'm surprised he's still roaming around free. He's not in jail.
It is all coming to light now. He denied it for a long time. His emails and records have now been released, and it has been shown that he's lied to Congress, and that he has encouraged, funded, gain-of-function studies that have made the virus more dangerous, deliberately made the virus more dangerous. And this work was stopped in the United States, and he allowed it to go on. And his comment was, it's worth the risk.
Wow.
Okay, so Ted acaba de decir un comentario de que es sorprendente que a este doctor Fauci no lo han arrestado. Y acaba de decir el doctor Wakefield que, bueno, que lo están investigando, que ahora toda la verdad está saliendo a la luz y que han investigado toda su información electrónica, como quien dice, sus correos electrónicos y todo, ¿verdad? Entonces han demostrado que él ha estado mintiendo todo este tiempo, le ha estado mintiendo al Congreso y que él aún ha seguido fundando más investigaciones acerca del coronavirus, haciendo el virus más peligroso para la humanidad de alguna manera. Y la única respuesta que él ha dicho, que él ha dado, es que vale la pena. Entonces.
So this should never have happened. It should never have happened. It was predicted by scientists that it would happen. And Fauci allowed it to happen.
No.
And that is a crime against humanity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Y entonces esto nunca debió haber sucedido. Fue predecido por los científicos que esto iba a suceder y fue algo que el doctor Fauci dejó que sucediera, pero nunca debió haber sucedido.
Isn't he the highest paid U.S. government official and he earns more than the U.S. president does?
Well, the U.S. president didn't. Well, I don't know, Ted. Okay. I don't know the answer to that.
All right. Okay.
Dice Ted que no es cierto que según a este doctor le pagan mucho más que al presidente de los Estados Unidos y Andy ha dicho que él no sabe nada de eso.
I know that he earns more than me. That's for sure.
Pero que sí sabe que él tiene más ganancias que él mismo, que el doctor Wakefield.
I do time travel, Andy, and I've looked into the future, and I look at these vaccines stopping worldwide within a month, because so many people, I mean, you just can't stop the media getting out of people being harmed and dying and disabled and the shedding. It's going to get out. It's getting out now, thanks to you.
Well, I hope it's the case, I hope so.
Dice Ter que él viaja a través del tiempo y que él ha visto que este programa de vacunas va a parar dentro de un mes, porque no puedes seguir sucediendo todo esto, todo el daño que está causando y que todo está saliendo a la luz, todo está siendo revelado y que va a tener que parar todo.
Yes, if you, I agree that it will come to an end. And if you look at the video of protests in London today, there were millions of people on the street, millions.
Fantastic.
So there is a huge reaction, and that is growing globally. 42% of Americans have refused to be vaccinated. So there is a huge pushback now. And you're right, Ted, it will fail. This will fail. But how many people have to die?
Right.
How many economies have to be destroyed because this was allowed to happen?
Que dice el doctor Wakefield que si nosotros, dice que sí, que él también cree que esto va a parar, porque si nos ponemos a pensar y ver todo lo que está sucediendo, por ejemplo, las protestas que están surgiendo en Londres, donde millones y millones de personas se han reunido para pelear todo esto que está sucediendo y decir no, y que en los Estados Unidos 42% de los americanos no han querido ponerse la vacuna. Entonces esto va a parar, pero ¿cuántas personas tendrán que ser dañadas antes de que pare este programa de vacunas?
A week ago, my friends, 10 days ago or 2 weeks ago, I interviewed a German in Berlin, Germany, who was organizing a protest against the Merkel government, among other things, the vaccines. I'm making this short sentences for you, Kirstie.
Oh, sorry, Ted. I wasn't sure. Okay. La semana pasada, Ted entrevistó a un amigo, a un señor de Berlín, de Alemania, que está organizando las protestas.
2.6 million people were expected to appear a week ago today. That was supposed to be a week ago today.
Y al parecer, 2.6 millones de personas tenían que haber aparecido a esa protesta, y eso sucedió hace una semana atrás.
Just before it was going to start, the organizer got a threat from the powers that shouldn't be that that he and his entire family were going to be eliminated if it went on, so he stopped it.
Y antes de que sucediera esa protesta, bueno, iba a suceder hace una semana, pero antes de que sucediera la protesta, el que estaba organizando este evento recibió unas amenazas de las personas más arriba que le dijeron que si él no paraba, él y su familia iban a ser eliminados.
So this discontent is worldwide and it runs very deep and people are getting increasingly upset about what their governments are doing.
Así que esta infelicidad está alrededor del mundo. La gente está muy, muy descontenta con todo lo que está sucediendo con los gobiernos.
Susan, real quick, in British Columbia, have there been protests? Oh, we don't hear anything down here. What's going on up there?
There have been a little bit of like anti-mask protests in the streets, but nothing humongous. I haven't really been keeping up on what's going on recently, but a lot of people are just done with all the different compliances and stuff and wanting to live their lives.
Sure, right, go along.
Se le acaba de preguntar a Susan que si en Colombia Británica han surgido también protestas, porque aquí no nos damos cuenta de lo que está sucediendo allá. Y dice ella que sí, algunas protestas pequeñas donde la gente está peleando contra utilizar las mascarillas, pero que nada, que la gente está cansada de estar siendo de alguna manera limitados a lo que pueden y no pueden hacer.
Michi, how about Japan? I know Japan's different culture. There have been many people speaking out against the program there.
Well, here in Japan, people are kind of quiet. We don't like to do anything against others. So whenever we watch the TV, a lot of people watch TV. I mean, especially older people. Yeah. Then they believe in what they are watching. So what happens is they go and get the vaccines also, and also schools, as they are being told to have the shots. And there are some articles that they say that so many people are being affected or died from it. But what happens is some of the medical doctors are saying there is no evidence of the connection between the reason of the death and virus. So people don't really believe in those people who died from vaccines. So there are many people, I mean, there are lines and lines who've been wanting to take the vaccines also. So that's okay. Really sad.
En Japón, acaba de decir Michiko que en Japón la gente nunca, no hace nada contra otra persona. Entonces ellos hacen lo que se tiene que hacer de alguna manera para proteger a todos. Entonces están, ese programa de vacunas existe dentro de las escuelas y corporaciones y hay filonona de personas listas para ponerse las vacunas. Y lo que sucede cuando una persona muere a causa de las vacunas, hay personas médicas que dicen que no hay evidencia para decir que la muerte fue causada por la vacuna. Entonces, no hay evidencia y la gente no cree que las personas están muriendo a causa de las vacunas, entonces la gente se sigue poniendo las vacunas.
I was in a store the other day and buying something, and I overheard the teller talking to a friend of hers about how her grandmother had passed. And I overheard and I gave her my condolences. I said, I'm sorry for your loss of your grandmother. And she popped up and said, well, she died of COVID and cancer. And I said, did she get the vaccine? Oh, yeah, she got both shots. And I said, it's likely she died from the vaccine itself and not from any outside influences. And she wouldn't believe me. No, she says, no, the media says that's not possible. Right. And I said, who do you listen to? CNN? Yeah. So there is a problem. There's a cognitive dissonance between what the media says and what's happening. And Andy, I'd love your opinion on that.
I'll make a final
okay,
point.
Oh, wait. Teresita, go ahead and translate.
Sorry, Andy. Okay. Dice Ted que el otro día fue a la tienda y que estaba allí en fila para pagar sus cosas y que el cajero le estaba platicando al cliente que estaba pagando sobre un incidente que había fallecido su abuela. Entonces Ted le dio sus pésames y dijo ella, oh no, está bien, ella se murió de cáncer y corona. Entonces Ted le preguntó que si ella se había puesto la vacuna y le dijo que sí. Entonces le dijo, es muy posible que tu abuelita se murió a causa de la vacuna y no cualquier otra cosa, pero que la cajera no, o esta persona no le creía, y que supuestamente en los medios de noticias, etcétera, dicen que eso no es cierto. Entonces dice Ted que esto es lo que está surgiendo, que es triste cómo hay una separación de información en todos lados.
So I think many people are going to die because they've been lied to. I'll give you an example. In the last time I looked at it, the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System, VAERS, in the United States, reported over 5,000 deaths following COVID vaccine, reported to be associated with the vaccine. I think it's up to 7,000 deaths now. In any normal circumstances, that vaccine would have been withdrawn from the market immediately. Right. Do you want to translate that?
Yes. Dice Andy, el Dr. Wakefield, que muchísima gente se va a morir porque han sido mentidos. Entonces, les han mentido. Y que él estuvo revisando. Remind me, did you check the reports on adverse? Or how is it that you came across the numbers?
They're reported to a government system.
Okay.
Entonces, CDC.
Okay. Hubo un reportaje sobre un reportaje del gobierno sobre las reacciones adversas de esta vacuna. Y supuestamente al principio de todo esto había 5,000 muertes a causa de esta vacuna. Y que muy posible ahorita ese número esté a 7,000 muertes.
That system picks up less than 1% of true adverse vaccine reactions.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, and this has been demonstrated in a study by Harvard Medical School, paid for by the CDC.
Okay, este sistema solamente cuenta menos de 1% de las reacciones adversas reales que suceden a causa de vacunas. Y esto es algo que ha sido estudiado por la escuela, la Universidad de Harvard, por la cual el CDC pagó para que fuera estudiado.
So the death rate from these vaccines is likely to be very much higher than the 5,000 to 7,000 that have already been reported.
Entonces, como estamos viendo que solamente cuenta menos de 1% de las reacciones adversas, es muy posible que el número de muertos a causa de estas vacunas sea mucho más alto de lo que están reportando.
We're looking at close to 1,000,000, 750,000, easy.
Dice Ted que es muy posible que estamos viendo casi un número de que llegue casi a los 1,000, a 1,000,000, disculpen.
And the flu season hasn't even started yet for the fall.
O un cuarto de 1,000,000. Uh-huh. Y que aún la temporada del flu o influenza ni siquiera ha llegado aún.
Michi, do you hear this information? And Susan, do you hear this information in Japan and Canada?
I'm sorry, which information?
Do you hear about the high death rate on the VAERS system?
Well, we don't really hear it here in Japan yet because people are just starting to take the vaccines. And we sometimes do see the numbers, but they're not reported.
Sure.
We don't really hear it.
Dice Michiko que en Japón no están exactamente escuchando sobre los reportajes de las personas que son afectadas por el virus o las muertes causadas por el virus porque apenas han empezado el programa de vacunas. Y cuando sí sale un reportaje, son números pequeños, pero no en realidad, no son números exactos.
But I know that the government is really forcing really hard for people to take the vaccines in schools and corporations.
Pero el gobierno están forzando las vacunas. Se están forzando a que la gente se ponga las vacunas, especialmente dentro de las escuelas y las corporaciones.
And we do hear.
On that, can I just say that
yes.
Children are at effectively zero risk of mortality from COVID? Okay.
Dice el doctor que los niños están casi al 0% de ser afectados, como quien dice, por este virus.
What we now have in America is an acknowledgement from the CDC that serious heart inflammation, myocarditis, is associated with the coronavirus vaccine in young people, in children.
Ahora lo que sí está surgiendo y que ha aceptado y reconocido el gobierno de los Estados Unidos de salud, que a causa de las vacunas, lo que está surgiendo es que se está inflamando el corazón y están los jóvenes ahora están teniendo problemas cardíacos a causa de la vacuna.
So you have a risk of serious heart inflammation versus a risk of zero mortality from infection. There is no indication at all to vaccinate children.
Entonces, ahora lo que estamos viendo es que va a haber, estamos viendo una alteración en la salud a causa de esta inflamación en el corazón, siendo que los niños no corren mucho riesgo con el virus. Entonces, estamos viendo cero mortalidad a través del virus, pero ahora inflamación cardíaca a causa de la vacuna. Y está causando más daño eso.
Ted, just say I thought I was on for an hour, so I don't know what your plans are, but you guys are going to go on for some time.
Well, on Saturdays, the show gods, Don is so kind. Don and Doug, they give me more time if I want. It depends on Teresita and Michiko too. I mean, I don't like to keep everybody forever, but we usually can go for a little longer. I'll be polite to Teresita. But can we go a little longer, Teresita?
I think 4:30, and that's it, Ted.
4:30, okay. AM or PM?
Okay, because I have another show I've got to get onto. But I will happily. What I would strongly recommend is if you, among you, watch the last film, 1986, The Act, which is really why we are here now.
Right.
And I'm happy to come back on the show to discuss that film and its significance because the VAERS system, the adverse reaction reporting, all of those things are covered in that film. And it gives us something international to talk about because even though those events took place in America, they had an international impact on every country in the world.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay, está diciendo.
With that, I will drop off.
Dice el doctor Wakefield que se tiene que retirar. Él tiene otro programa al que ir. Entonces, está sugiriendo que por favor todos vayamos y veamos la película 1986 o el acto 1986, que la pueden encontrar de nuevo en su página web y que la veamos. Porque allí nos describe exactamente todo lo que estamos hablando ahorita sobre las reacciones adversas y cómo es que funciona todo este programa de vacunas, etcétera. Entonces, que nos invita a que veamos esa película, ese documental, y quizás en otra ocasión puede volver a venir al programa de Fuera de este Mundo para hablar de este tema que en realidad es un tema internacional que podría ayudar a muchísimas personas.
Will it be translated into Japanese also, or?
Now I've found a translator.
You're right there. Well.
I will give you you watch the film, and if we can get it translated, that would be fantastic, because Japanese people need to know this story.
They need to know. We need to know. Right. Thank you.
So with that, Ted, I will say thank you so much for having me on. I better get on to this other show, but... it's been a pleasure talking to you, and let's do it again.
Okay, great. That's wonderful, Andy. You're welcome back. I'll watch the movie, and then we'll have you on maybe next month, the following month. You know, this is a time of truth, according to my astrologer friends. and that things that are true will be shown to be true, and those that are false will be shown to be false and fall by the wayside. So all this nonsense about, you know, these vaccines actually helping people, that'll be shown to be a lie, I think, as more and more people have health problems. Unfortunately, I think a lot of people are going to get hurt, but hopefully we can save enough people to save this planet, because it's gone way out of line. We're basically all of humanity on this planet now is one big guinea pig, because we don't know what the long-term effects of all this garbage is. But a lot of what I'm seeing is very troubling. You know, with the SARS vaccine 10 years ago. Oh, sorry.
It's okay. Finish your thought, Ted.
I heard that there were 52 people who died years ago on another vaccine thing, and they withdrew it from the market. You've got what? Up to three quarters of a million dead now, according to the VAERS system, and they haven't withdrawn it from the market. What are they waiting for? All of us to die first?
Okay. Sorry. Thank you very much, guys.
Okay. All right.
Thank you so much, Dr. Field.
I'll send you the link after.
Have a wonderful day.
Okay.
Se despide el Dr. Wakefield. Está muy agradecido de poder haber estado aquí. Y dice que muchas gracias, Ted. Que lo volvamos a hacer. Volvamos a estar juntos y platicar un poco más. And sorry, Ted. I don't remember what you said.
That was a long one.
I can explain. There was another virus, a vaccine brought out about 10 years ago for the SARS. I can't remember now. SARS.
Oh, that's. I think that's the one he was talking about. So
right.
Right. Yes.
The original one. The original one.
Right.
Before.
Right. And I had heard there was 52 people died from the virus, from the vaccine. The vaccine was wrong, and they withdrew it from. They took it off the market.
Okay. Yeah. Está diciendo Ted que está hablando de lo mismo que el doctor Wakefield acaba de decir hace unos minutos sobre la vacuna que crearon. Donde hace 10 años, donde salió el SARS, que de alguna manera es también un coronavirus de otro tipo, intentaron crear una vacuna, pero esa vacuna falló y está diciendo Ted que mató a 52 personas y que cuando esas personas se murieron, sacaron como quien dice, la vacuna del mercado para que la gente no estuviera expuesta a esa vacuna.
So according to the CDC's, our government, CDC is not government, it's a private organization, but according to the statistics here even, there's a high probability about up to three quarters of a million people have already died from the vaccine here. They've already died. So how come it's not being taken off the market?
Entonces está diciendo Ter que con esta vacuna que están ahorita, las vacunas que están ahorita siendo utilizadas para combatir el virus del coronavirus, hay una posibilidad que hay un, como quien dice, 750,000 de personas que han sido afectadas o que han tenido reacciones adversas y que de alguna manera igual no han quitado esta vacuna. ¿Y por qué no la han quitado?
I looked at the statistics the other day, and Mexico, I think it's like less than 1%, maybe 2%, what, less than 1% actually get the vaccine there. People don't.
Estaba diciendo, Ted acaba de ver las estadísticas de México y supuestamente menos de 1% de personas se están poniendo las vacunas en México.
And Mexico was never shut down.
Y tampoco cerraron las fronteras de México. No hubo un de toque en México.
And they don't wear masks.
Y que no utilizan mascarillas.
They don't have what's called social distancing.
Y que tampoco tienen distancia social.
And people are happy and the economy is doing well.
Y que la gente está contenta y que la economía también está bien.
And honestly, they don't have any problems.
Y que honestamente no tienen problemas.
And Mexico actually, in that sense, is a model for the United States and the rest of the world.
Y que en ese sentido, México es el ejemplo para los Estados Unidos y el resto del mundo.
So, anyway, that's my opinion. So.
Bueno, eso es lo que él quería compartir.
Michi, Susan, what do you think?
Well, I just hope that this will be over soon. That's all I'm hoping.
Dice mi chico que ella espera que esto termine pronto, que es lo único que espera.
We don't want people to get sick, or we don't want people to of course, die from this, right, or even worry about this anymore. People, so many people are getting tired of this, not being able to continue to live. Some people are losing, have lost a lot of jobs, lost family. And so I just hope that this will be over soon. That's all.
Dice mi chico que la gente ya está cansada de estar enferma, de morirse o de preocuparse, cansados de todo de esta pandemia, están perdiendo sus trabajos, han perdido familias y creo que la gente ya está lista para seguir, continuar con sus vidas, así que esperamos que esto termine pronto.
Susan, okay, thank you so much, Matea. Susan, is British Columbia shut down the way it is down here, or?
No, it's actually just opening up a little bit more. Before we did have very, not as strict as the other countries. We didn't have a curfew or anything, but we did have all the restaurants shut down unless they had a patio available. But that's just recently reopened, and they had a curfew of like, anyone serving alcohol had to stop at 10. Now they're allowing to 1 or midnight. So it's improving that way, but there's also a really big push on social policing, on trying to get everybody to get vaccinated. And so they're prioritizing people who, especially in the film industry, if they've been vaxxed, they'll more likely be picked for a job. So they're kind of like allowing everybody to like ask and create like this kind of buzz that it's good and we should all do it together. And they're not allowing us to really get any of the information of people who are dying. Like, I personally know 2 people. One person had a 45-year-old friend die within 5 days of getting the heart.
Oh, really?
Wow. And he had open heart surgery and didn't survive. And my friend's neighbor had the shot and she was in her 50s, and 5 days later she died. And other people have having complications, but you know, there's also stories of like 9-year-old grandpas getting COVID and surviving. So,
Right.
Really, well, I think how's going to go.
Dice Susan que en Colombia Británica no tuvieron, no fue como un encierro tan complejo como en otros lugares, pero que sí fue de alguna manera les limitaron a lo que podían tener alcance o acceso, limitaron las horas de servicio, cosas así locales como restaurantes. Dijo muchas cosas, disculpen, pero también que ahorita hay mucho movimiento para intentar que la gente se vacune. Entonces, que están creando como una propaganda para que la gente sea incitada a vacunarse y que, por ejemplo, las personas no pueden tener trabajo o cuando están en búsqueda de trabajo, les dicen que si se ponen la vacuna, entonces tendrán más posibilidad de poder tener ese trabajo o de ser contratados para ese trabajo.
Thank you for sharing that, Susan. I appreciate it. Michi, if history is any guide, then the kinds of things we're seeing now in the United States, Canada, and elsewhere will appear in Japan in the coming months. So you're going to start getting the reports of people dying and paralyzed, like we've been getting here, except Japan is just starting now, so you don't see it yet, but you will. You should see it.
Well, we don't want to see that.
I'm saying not to, but I'm saying if they continue, the chances are likely that
we want to stop it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dice Ted que si en Japón continúan con las vacunas, va a suceder lo mismo que sucedió en los Estados Unidos, que quizás ahorita en Japón no hay reportajes adecuados sobre la cantidad de personas que están teniendo reacciones adversas, pero que si continúan, posiblemente va a suceder lo que está sucediendo aquí en los Estados Unidos, que tenemos ahora un número enorme de personas que están siendo afectadas. Pero dice mi chico que ella no quiere que continúe, que quieren parar todo esto antes de que lleguemos a ese momento.
Especially with children, just can't really accept that, you know.
Que especialmente con los niños, no podemos aceptar eso. Oh, there was one thing, sorry, Susan, you did mention. Hay algo que Susan mencionó, que ella, allí en donde está ella, en Colombia Británica, no hay reportajes de personas que están falleciendo y que no dejan que las personas tengan acceso a esos reportes, pero que ella en su vida privada ha tenido a dos amistades que han sido afectados por la vacuna. Una de ellas o de ellos falleció después de haberse puesto la vacuna, y otro tuvo problemas cardíacos y le tuvieron que hacer cirugía, pero no sobrevivió.
I'll make a couple predictions. I know we only got a few minutes left. The first one, I look at this program, these vaccines being stopped within a month, because the effects will be well known, getting well known. And it's thanks to you guys, you know, you all spreading the word about educating people on a one-on-one basis. That's important. That's the first thing I see.
So dice Ted que you said that they are going to stop, right?
That's what I'm predicting. Yeah. Within a month.
Okay, está diciendo Ted que va a hacer unas predicciones y que él cree que las vacunas van a parar en un corto tiempo.
That's already happened
in Norway.
Yeah, that's already happened.
En un mes o menos.
In Norway, Denmark, Spain. Oh, there's a bunch of countries in Europe now that's banned it.
En Dinamarca, en Noruega, en Alemania ya han parado las vacunas.
And the second thing I see happening is that many governments are going to fall.
Y también la segunda cosa que él ve es que muchos gobiernos se van a derrumbar.
I don't know who your prime minister is in BC, but I see whoever that is to be thrown out of office here within the next couple. It's going to take some time, but I see them being pitched out of office. And I don't think it's going to look well for the new Japanese prime minister either if a bunch of people start dying.
Dice Ter que él no sabe quién es el, que no sabe quién es el primer ministro de Colombia Británica o de Japón, pero que él ve que en Colombia Británica dentro de muy poco esa persona va a ser sacada de su puesto y que posiblemente va a suceder lo mismo en Japón.
And if these trends continue, for example, in Sweden, most of the nurses and doctors are vaccinated by the government that they're urging. And most of the medical personnel in Sweden have been have been vaccinated, but I don't see Sweden having many doctors and nurses left by next year. Most of them will be dead.
Oh my gosh.
Dice Ter que en Suecia, el personal médico ha sido vacunado. Entonces, dice que no sabe que muy posiblemente dentro de muy poco no queden suficientes personas médicas, ¿no? Que personal médico que trabaje en Suecia.
Already in Norway, Michi, you know Emma Louise in Norway? Okay. I haven't heard from her in a while, but I got a report from her about 3 months, 3 or 4 months ago. She's a nurse, mutual friend in Oslo. And she said that the hospitals are full of people dead and dying from the vaccine.
Una amiga, Emma Luis de Noruega, hace como 3 meses le escribió a Ted y le dijo que muchas personas en los hospitales, personas como enfermeros, enfermeras, estaban muriendo a causa de las vacunas.
Now, Norway started their program early, but to give you an example, I've been told that Norway has a 30% reduction in the amount of nurses and doctors in that country now, 30% less, thanks to the vaccine.
Ellos empezaron en Noruega, empezaron este programa de vacunas al principio del año, y que supuestamente hay reportes que dice que ahorita tienen una reducción de 30% de enfermeros o enfermeras.
And in May, the Norwegian government banned the vaccines. They can't get it now in Norway. Banned.
Entonces,
dangerous.
El gobierno de Noruega completamente paró el programa. Ya no hay vacunas allá.
So I think that's going to be a future thing happening here as well, elsewhere in the
Ted,
world.
I'm sorry, I have to go. So.
Okay, that's okay.
Y
thank
dice
you
que
so much.
Posiblemente eso es algo que va a suceder aquí en esta área también del mundo.
Well, we've come right at 4:31, which is perfect. And Michi, thank you so much for co-hosting the show today.
Thank you so much.
For sharing your wisdom from what's happening up in British Columbia. And Teresita, as always, for doing your wonderful
show. De nada, Ted. De nada. Es un placer.
So you're always, always fun to have you on. And I think we've had a great show. And I hope people have enjoyed it. Out of This World Radio is a nonprofit show. If you'd like to donate, just go to my website, outofthisworldradio.net.
Esperamos que hayan disfrutado el programa. Fuera de este mundo es un programa sin ánimos de lucro. Y si gustan de apoyarnos, pueden visitarnos a la página web outofthisworldradio.net y aportar sus donaciones allí.
And in spite of everything, I know we have a beautiful, bright future ahead of us. So.
Y aunque las cosas se vean un poquito difíciles, sé que tenemos un futuro maravilloso que nos espera.
And with that, I hope you all have a fantastic and wonderful weekend. If you do eat meat, be sure to test it with a magnet, because many of the meats now are being, nanobots are being put in the meats.
Okay. So. Dícete que tengan mucho cuidado si están comiendo carne y que lo verifiquen si hay metales, porque supuestamente hay chips nano imanes en la carne que se están encontrando.
What a crazy
y espera que tengan un feliz fin de semana.
And I hope everyone has a beautiful and happy weekend. Thank you so much.
Esperamos que tengan un hermoso y feliz fin de semana.
Thank
you. Adiós, Michelle. Adiós,
adiós,
Susan.
Thank you.
Gracias por estar en el programa.
Bye-bye.
Adiós.
Bye.
Thanks so much, Mitzi. Susan. Bye.
Adiós.
Bye-bye.
Adiós.
Gracias. Muchas gracias. Que tengan muy buen fin de semana. Gracias.
Sí.